إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نحمده سبحانه وتعالى، فإنه لم يزل حليما غفورا، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، شهادة نكون بها يوم الحساب ممن ينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا رسوله ومصطفاه الذي انجلت محاسنه شموسا وبدورا، صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى الذين أظهر الله بهم دينه من الأنبياء، وجزاهم بما صبروا جزاء موفورا. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي القدير القائل في محكم تنزيله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. فالإسلام إخوة الإيمان هو الدين الحق، هو الدين العظيم الذي رضيه الله تعالى لعباده، هو الدين الذي جاء به كل الأنبياء من لدن آدم عليه السلام، أول الأنبياء والرسل، إلى خاتم الأنبياء محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليهم أجمعين. فالحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا الدين الذي يعلو ولا يعلى عليه، فمهما كثر الظلم والظلام والظالمون، ومهما كثر الفساد والمفسدون، ومهما كثر الجهل والجاهلون، فإن دين الله لا بد أن ينتصر، دين الله لا بد أن ينتصر. وإننا أحبابنا نأخذ من الحوادث التي حصلت في يوم العاشر من محرم عبرا عظيمة. Dear brothers, Islam is the true religion that Allah Ta'ala chose for His slaves, and all the prophets came with, beginning with Adam alayhi salam and ending with the best and the seal of the messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So thank Allah for guiding you to this religion, and ask Him to keep you steadfast on this religion despite all the hardships and the calamities that will occur. No matter how much the ignorant ones and the enemies of Islam try to fight it or to slow it down, Allah Ta'ala will make His religion prevail as it prevailed before, when many other nations tried to end it or slow it down. And so many events took place on the similar time that we are in, which is the 10th of Muharram, that we should take lessons from and learn about. Inshallah, in my khutbah today, I will mention 10 major events that took place in a similar day as today, which is the 10th of Muharram, also known as Ashura. فيوم العاشر من محرم أي عاشوراء مشحون بالخيرات والفضائل والحوادث والعبر والدروس، وهو مشهور عند الأواخر والأوائل. وقد جعل الله تعالى صوم يوم العاشر من المحرم سنة، يعني ليس فرضا عند أهل السنة والجماعة. So many lessons and many things happened on this day, the 10th of Muharram. And Allah تبارك وتعالى made it, because it's a special day, He made it recommended to fast this day, the 10th of Muharram. It is Sunnah to fast it according to Ahlul Sunnah, the Sunni Muslims. But it's not obligatory. It's not an obligation. Per the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated in both Sahih Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن هذا اليوم يوم عاشوراء ولم يكتب الله عليكم صيامه فمن شاء فليصم ومن شاء فليفطر. ففي هذا اليوم تاب الله على سيدنا آدم عليه السلام، وفيه نجى سيدنا نوحا وأنزله من السفينة محفوفا بالنصر، وفيه أنقذ الله سيدنا إبراهيم من نمرود، وفيه رد الله سيدنا يوسف على سيدنا يعقوب عليهما السلام. Among the past events that happened is on that day, the day of Ashura, which is the 10th day of the month of Muharram, which happens to be today. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on that day, on the 10th of Muharram, accepted the tawbah of Adam alayhi salam, who committed a minor, small sin that does not have any meanness in it. Because the prophets of Allah, they don't commit major sins, big sins, nor small, mean sins. And they never commit kufr, neither before they are prophets, nor after their prophethood. And they never doubt about Allah's existence or about Allah's attributes and greatness. But on that day, Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah, the repentance of Adam alayhi salam. And on that day, Allah Ta'ala saved Nuh, Prophet Noah, and his ark, and granted him victory over the blasphemers who disbelieved in him. And on that day, Allah Ta'ala saved Prophet Ibrahim from the tyrant Nimrud. And on that day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought back Prophet Yusuf to his father Ya'qub, peace be upon them both. وفيه أظهر سيدنا موسى على فرعون وفلق له ولبني إسرائيل البحر. And on that same day, Allah تبارك وتعالى gave victory to Musa, Moses عليه السلام, against Pharaoh, and he split the sea for him. وفيه حصلت أن أخرج الله تعالى سيدنا يونس من بطن الحوت وكشف الله تعالى ضر سيدنا أيوب عليه السلام. And on that day Allah تبارك وتعالى brought out سيدنا يونس from the belly of the whale. And on that day Allah تبارك وتعالى cured Prophet أيوب عليه السلام, who was inflicted for many years. Prophet Ayyub or Job alayhi salam had many calamities, many inflictions. But it is not true what they claim, that he was so sick that worms and maggots used to eat his body. This is not true. This is a false misconception that you might find in some stories, in some Muslim books as well. But we have to believe that the prophets are clear of having such a repulsive, disgusting disease. People will not learn from him if worms were coming out of his body. But other calamities did happen to him. And on that day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cured Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. وفي ذلك اليوم حصلت غزوة ذات الرقاع. On that day, a conquest occurred, and it's known as the conquest of Al-Riqa', the patches, when the Muslims had to rip from their clothes and patch their feet with it as they walked a long way. وفيه أي في عاشوراء في يوم الجمعة في سنة 61 من الهجرة كانت الفاجعة التي ألمت بالمسلمين وهي بمقتل سبط رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمقتل أبي عبد الله الحسين ابن علي حفيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ابن ابنته فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها على أيدي فئة ظالمة قتلوه فمات الحسين شهيدا وهو ابن 56 سنة وهو الذي مدحه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جده وفي أخيه حيث قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رواه الترمذي وأحمد وقال حسين مني وأنا من حسين يعني محبتي له كاملة هذا معنى هذا الحديث وهو ثابت عند أهل السنة والجماعة And on that day, the day of Ashura, on the day of Friday as today, in the year 61 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Mecca to Al-Medina, the great tragedy happened, which was the unjust and the brutal killing of Sayyiduna Al-Husayn radiyallahu anhu, who is the grandson of our master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the son of Imam Ali radiyallahu anhu, and the son of the daughter of Rasulullah, Lady Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He was killed by an unjust group in a very brutal and ugly way that is not accepted by any means. He is the great grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom our Prophet in the hadith praised him in many hadiths. Him and his brother, amongst them is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn are the masters or the Sayyida Shababi Ahli Al-Jannah. They will be amongst the masters of the young men in Al-Jannah. Meaning, they will be in Al-Jannah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is giving the news that they will be in a very special place and very special status in Al-Jannah. And he said, Husayn minni wa ana min Husayn, which means my love to Al-Husayn is complete. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to love him tremendously. So his killing happened on the 10th of Ashura. We ask Allah Ta'ala to have mercy upon our master Al-Husayn on this blessed day. وَلَقَدْ حَصَرَ فِي يَوْمِ الْعَاشِرِ مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمِ عَمْرَ الزَّمَانِ أَحْدَاثٌ وَأُمُورٌ مِنْهَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَى الْمُلْكَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِنِعَمَ كَثِيرَةٌ وَخَصَّهُ بِمَزَايَا رائعة كانت عنوانا للعظمة والمجد ومظهرا من مظاهر الملك العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى also amongst the events that happened on the 10th of Muharram is that Allah gave Prophet Sulaiman عليه السلام great mulk, great dominion and he made him amongst the great prophets and great kings As he ruled, he used to rule, his rulership was over the devils, the jinn, and the people. He used to rule them, and they used to obey him, alayhi salam. When he used to go to a place, the jinn used to go with him under his command. The shayateen, even the non-Muslim jinn, and the humans, they used to pay him a lot of respect, alayhi salam. And he had a lot of abilities by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عِلْمًا بِالْقَضَاءِ وَتَسْبِيحِ الْجِبَالِ وَعَلَّمَهُ مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَلُغَتَهُ وَسَائِرِ لُغَاتِ الْحَيَوَانَاتِ فَكَانَ يَفْهَمْ مِنَ الطَّيْرِ وَمِنَ الْبَهَائِمِ مَا لَا يَفْهَمُهُ النَّاسِ Among the great dominion and the great things that Allah Ta'ala gave to Sulaiman alayhi salam is he used to hear the mountains making tasbih and he used to understand the communication of the animals and he used to understand what they talk and what they say to each other and he had the ability to ask a plant what Allah Ta'ala created it for what is its purpose was And it would tell him, I benefit for such and such, and I harm for such and such things. And also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala enabled him that the wind used to carry him, alayhi salam, on the flying carpets. on the flying carpet, him and his army, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite all of this, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was modest, was zahid. He used to eat the bread made from sha'ir. كان طعامه خبز الشعير عليه السلام. كان زاهدا رغم كل هذا الملك. كان زاهدا. ومرة اسمعوا هذه الحادثة التي حدثت معه. مرة كان هناك فلاح نظر إليه وهو على بساط الريح. سيدنا سليمان كان على بساط الريح والفلاح نظر إليه وقال: إن الله أعطى آل داود ملكا عظيما. فأتاه رجع إليه سيدنا سليمان عليه السلام وقال له: لتسبيحة واحدة يقبلها الله منك خير لك من الدنيا وما فيها. لتسبيحة واحدة. So once a farmer saw Prophet Sulaiman عليه السلام on his flying carpet, like a rug. It was massive, enormous in size, and it used to fly in the air. The wind used to carry it, and it would take him wherever he wanted, alayhi salam. So this farmer, he looked at it and he said, Allah Ta'ala granted the people of Dawood, because Sulaiman is the son of Dawood, the descendant of Dawood, David, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. He gave them great dominion. He was just talking. So Sulaiman alayhi salam heard him and returned, came back to him, and he said to him, one tasbiha that you make, that you say to Allah Ta'ala, and he accepts from you, is better than this dunya and all that it contains. One tasbiha. So now we realize the importance of dhikr and the importance of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite all the dominion that Sulaiman had, he was detached from the dunya. He used to eat from khubz al-sha'ir, and he used to eat al-laban, which is yogurt mixed with water. That's his food, alayhi salam. قال الله تعالى وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. اللهم انفعنا بالأنبياء والأولياء والصالحين يا رب العالمين. هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير، الذي أمرنا بالأمر بالمعروف وأمرنا بالنهي عن المنكر. فقال تعالى: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. فعملا بما أمرنا الله تعالى به، نحذركم من بعض الناس في مؤلفاتهم يقولون بأن الكافر إذا أراد أن يسلم عليه أن يغتسل ثم يتشهد، والعياذ بالله تعالى. هذا كلام باطل. يقولون لشخص يريد أن يدخل في الإسلام، يقولون له: اذهب فاغتسل ثم عد إلينا. وبعضهم يقول له: هل أنت متأكد؟ الإسلام فيه واجبات وفيه أشياء صعبة، فكر بالموضوع، خذ وقتك ثم تعالى. كأنه يقول له: ابقى كافر، ابقى على الكفر، والعياذ بالله تعالى. ومن أخره يكفر، لأنه رضي له الكفر. يريد الإسلام وأنت تقول له ابقى على الكفر، والعياذ بالله. So we have to warn from something that is found in some so-called Muslim books. You will read it in some books where they say, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that if a person, non-Muslim, wanted to embrace Islam, they say in these authorings, in these books, that he first must bathe. He has to shower first, then he can come back and he become a Muslim. And this is all false, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. It contradicts the religion and contradicts the teachings of the great scholars. And also some people, they will tell him, that non-Muslim, are you certain you want to become a Muslim? Islam has a lot of obligations, many difficult things. Are you sure? Maybe you should stay for a while, think about it, and then come back. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. The scholars like Imam al-Nawawi and others, they said, the one who delays the kafir on his blasphemy intentionally, you tell him, remain, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, on your blasphemy, falls in the kufr himself. So the person who delays him intentionally has to say the shahadatain because he committed kufr. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Immediately, if he tells you, I'm interested in Islam, tell him, you have to believe in the heart and say with the tongue, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And later on we teach him. Or you tell him, I testify that no one is God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And after that you take his questions and you teach him about the aqidah matters and you teach him about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You cannot delay him. You don't tell him shower. You don't tell him wait. You don't tell him let me bring a witness. You don't tell him let me take you to a mosque. Right away you tell him, say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If he doesn't understand Arabic, you say it in his language. But he must pronounce Allah's name properly and the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam properly. After they take the shahada, this is where the confusion is to some people. They have to bathe if they are required to bathe. That means if he had sexual intercourse, for example, and he embraced Islam, or the woman had menstruation, and then she embraced Islam, after saying the shahadatain, we tell her you have to bathe now. But if he was young and he did not have anything that requires him to have the ghusl, the shower, then it is sunnah only for him to bathe after saying the shahadatain. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us and our children from the ignorance and to keep us steadfast on al-Islam. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ولسانا ذاكرا يا أرحم الراحمين واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ارفع البلاء والمحنة عن المسلمين بجاه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبجاهه أصحابه وآل بيته الطاهرين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة